Isaiah chapter 40. I want to read, for right now anyway, one verse, which is the 27th verse. And again, I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, "Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God?" Now, I want to read it again. Isaiah 40, 27. "Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God?" Have you ever asked God why? Why, Lord? Or sometimes you say, when, Lord? But if you take a look at that verse again, God is asking why. "Why, O Jacob, do you say and declare, O Israel, my way and my lot are hidden from the Lord?" In other words, why are you saying that I don't hear you? Why are you saying I don't understand your problem? Why do you say I'm just ignoring you? Why do you say I'm too busy for your problems? I've heard people say things like, and this is just not good, but I've heard people say things like, "You know what? I just don't want to bother God with that." God is not interested in that. Hallelujah. My subject for you tonight is God will cause you to soar. Fly high. Glory to God. Now, I want you to go ahead and turn in your Bibles to the book of 1 John. And we'll be going back to Isaiah chapter 40. But in 1 John chapter 5, I want to read you a couple of verses here. But something that we must get sealed in our spirit. We got to get this sealed on the inside of us. God always has time for me and for you. Now, I think you would know better than to come into God's presence and ask him something foolish like, I think John Doe has a beautiful, gorgeous wife. Would you kill him so that I can, maybe, perchance, I can have a become her new husband? Now, God's not going to answer in prayer like that. You know what I'm saying. Now, I know that's extremely ridiculous, but, you know, whether it's extremely ridiculous or a little ridiculous, you know, in other words, we're not going to come before him presenting something that contradicts his word. And I just use that as an example. But you hear what I'm saying? We're not going to approach God contradicting his word. But when it lines up with his word, he's always ready to listen. Always. And so in 1 John chapter 5, drop down to verse 14. And it says, now, everybody say now.
Now.
Say it again.
Now.
Now means what?
Now.
Yeah. Amen. Now means R-A-T-N-O-W. Right now. Amen. Right now, okay, R-I-G-H-T. Amen. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, how? According to his will, he hears us. He hears us. All the time, every time. Now, but here's the problem some of us have when we approach him, even though we approach him in line with the word of God, we don't approach him confidently. And we are told more than once to come boldly before the throne of grace. Approach God with confidence, because you know you're approaching him in the word of God, lining up with his will. So you know I have an audience with God. I have his ears. I have his attention. And so we don't have to be discouraged and say, why isn't God listening to me? Why is he ignoring me today? Because there are those little voices, those little lying voices, that will tell you God's not listening, God don't care about you. And what's important to you is not important to him. We must approach God with confidence. So now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we what? If we what? If we know. Not wondering. Not hoping. But knowing, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask. Now, I want to tie something else together here before we move on. Notice in verse 14, it says, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us, right? If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Now, in verse 15, it says, whatever we ask. Of course, it's going to be in accordance with his will. Whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Glory to God. So when we approach God, we need to approach him in faith, approach him confidently, and rebuke all the negative voices of doubt that's trying to tell us that God don't even care. It's amazing how we think sometimes. We look back, or we can look back, at what Jesus went through for us, his suffering, all the suffering that he went through for us. As a matter of fact, that's the reason we take communion. We take it in remembrance of him, don't we? We take it remembering what he has done for us, because we need to remember. We need to remember. And when we do remember, that should give us the confidence that when we approach him, he hears us. When we approach him, he welcomes us. Hello, son. Hello, daughter. Father is right here. Pastor friend of mine, and probably others too, he called his prayer time lap time. Well, what do you mean, Pastor? He's like a child that's in the presence of the Father, that crawls up on the Father's lap and talk to the Father. He called it lap time. Lap time with the Father. Glory to God. Because he cares. He cares for us. Amen. But things going on around us, our own personal circumstances sometimes can scream at us so loud that we totally forget, even sometimes, that God is speaking to. May I have another amen? Amen. Glory to God. Let's go back to Isaiah chapter 40. So now, I'm going to read verse 27 once again, then we'll move on. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? And then God asked them a question, and I believe he's asking us that same question. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I want to read verse 28. And verse 29, I believe it is, from the New Living Translation. But I want to break it down. Number one, God asked a question. Have you never heard? Have you never heard? How does faith come? And hearing by the word of God. So God's asking, have you never heard? Brothers and sisters, it's important that we hear. Now, excuse me. Let me say this to you. It's important that we all spend private time with God. It's important that we spend personal time in the Bible, reading the Word of God. Can I get amen on that?
Amen.
Yeah, that's very, very important. Can I tell you something else, though? That is very, very good, and that is vitally important. That's not enough. That's not enough. Because as I just quoted, faith comes by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by the Word of God. We're told in Hebrews not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, so much the more as the day approaches. There is power. There is anointing that's available when we come together. There's something, listen to me, there's something special about hearing the Word of God just like you are right now. Hearing the Word of God is so important. The Apostle Paul was preaching one time and a fellow fell out the balcony, down to the floor, killed himself, raised him from the dead and kept on preaching. Because the Word of God is just that important. Just that important. Hearing it. Amen. So God asked the question, have you never heard? And then he asked another question, have you never understood? Hearing is one thing, but then you got to understand, you got to get the revelation of what you're hearing. And sometimes it means hearing it over and over and over and over again till it comes alive on the inside of you. You ever been reading the Bible, maybe in your own personal study, or maybe being in a service, you hear a verse of scripture that you've been reading or maybe that you've heard a number of times, but all of a sudden, at this particular time, it's just like, boom, the light came on. And you say, I've been reading that scripture, I've been hearing this verse all these years. I never saw that. Why? It comes by hearing. We don't get everything we need at one sitting. Matter of fact, we are designed by God to learn until we are out of here. It's called continuing education. Continuing education. You never get to the point or to the place where you don't need to hear the Word of God. We don't get there. Hallelujah. So God asks, have you never heard? Have you never understood? What, Lord? The Lord is the everlasting God. Now, I'm pausing a moment because I want you to let that sink in. Get that on the inside of you. My God is an everlasting God. He said so himself. He said so himself. I am the everlasting God. See, these are things that we need to know as believers. And then he said, I am a creator. I am the creator of all the earth. Hallelujah. You know, Pat, you have a beautiful necklace there, earrings. Look very good. But you know God created that? Now, man put it together, but God created all the raw materials it took to make that necklace and those earrings. God created all raw material. If God hadn't created it, there wouldn't be any. He is the creator of all the earth. The word of God says that the gold and the silver is his. The word of God says that the cattle on a thousand hills, they are his. Everything you see belongs to the Lord. And don't get it confused where the Bible says that Satan is the god of this world. He don't own the earth. He don't own any of it. He couldn't create any of it. God is the creator. God is the creator. The devil's just the god of this world system. The fallen system. But we need to understand that our God created it all. Hallelujah. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation here. And then it says, he never grows faint or weary. Sometime I go home and after a day, and my wife's seen this many, many times, but I'll sit down on the chair, and I'll probably be there a couple of minutes maybe, and then I'm knocked out, I'm asleep, because I'm tired, you know. And I find myself waking up sometime an hour later, has been longer than that. Because I'm tired. But I'm so glad to know that when I'm tired, my God's not. Oh, glory to God. He never gets tired. He never grows faint. And he never grows weary. Amen. You know, you hear people say, man, I tell you what, and I'm talking about Christians too, some of them. Man, I just couldn't sleep the other night. I was just so worried about this and worried about that, and I was concerned about this and concerned, you know, and I'm sure you too have heard people say that, or maybe you've said it yourself. But you know, I heard a fellow say something one time that and this has been years ago, that really set me free. It said, you know, the Bible says God don't grow faint or weary. And the Bible also says that God never sleeps. So his question was, why should both of us stay awake? After all, didn't he promise us sweet sleep? Yeah. Just put it in God's hands and go to sleep. Because staying up worrying is not going to help a thing. And if God has something he want to tell you or something he want to reveal to you about a situation that you're concerned about, he knows how to wake you up if he wants to. Have you heard people say, the Lord woke me up and began to minister to me? And matter of fact, anybody ever had God wake you up and he's talking to you? Yeah. So you know what I'm talking about. So why worry? Just go on to sleep. If God wants you to wake up, he'll tap you. Amen. Of course, sometimes God has to wake us up at night because he can't get our attention during the day because we're so busy. Oh, glory. Amen. I am so glad to know that God don't faint and he don't grow weary. And it goes on to say, no one can measure the depths of his understanding. There's a song that we used to sing years ago. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Why? Because he understands how to deal with every situation in our life. Hallelujah. Don't matter how complicated it may be, it can never go beyond the depths of God's understanding. You got that? I used to hear the older gentlemen, older Christians talk about God is so high, you can't go over him. He's so deep, you can't go under him. And he's so wide, you can't go around him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And it goes on to say, he gives power to those who are tired and worn out. He gives strength to the weak. I've been there, folks. And I'm sure you have too. When you say, Lord, I need your strength operating in my life right now. And he always come through for us. Always come through for us. Hallelujah. And God's just presenting his case. He said, that's who I am. He gives power to those that are tired and worn out. He offers strength to the weak. And then it goes on to say the youth in their own strength will become exhausted and young men will give up. Look at verse 30. I'm reading from the New King James. It says, even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. Verse 31. But those who what? those who wait on the Lord. So now, God is saying, it may seem like I'm taking a long time. It may seem like I'm not listening. That's the reason we walk by faith and not by sight. We can't walk by seems like. You still here? There comes a time when we have to wait on the Lord, wait before the Lord, wait in faith, wait knowing that what we have prayed for, what we're believing God for, is going to manifest itself. Because our God is a faithful God. It's going to manifest itself. Because if we ask anything according to His will, He what? He hears us. Hallelujah. And by the way, if there's any adjustments that we need to make, He will talk to us about it. Hallelujah. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Glory to God. We can find new strength. Let me finish the verse. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You receive that tonight? Glory to God. Glory to God. I believe I need to read that again. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We're going to deal with that some more next week. I'm getting ready to close tonight. But I remember I was really heavy. There were some things going on, and I was just heavy, and I didn't understand how that these issues were going to be solved. And I went to this meeting, and this person began to minister. And boy, were they talking to me. They didn't know it, I don't think, but I sure knew it. And I won't go into any detail, but the question was asked, why are you in the barnyard with chickens when I've made you an eagle? And I'm sitting there and, you know, I'm a man, you know what I'm saying? I'm a man, strong man. Catherine's husband, I'm a man. But I'm sitting there, tears coming down my face, and I'm trying to hold them back, you know, because they don't want don't want to cry. Couldn't help it. Anybody else ever been? Well, I'm talking to the men now. Anybody else ever been that way? Amen. There's an old saying, strong men don't cry. That's a lie. Strong men do cry because they become sensitive. That's how you get strong, especially if you're a man of God. But I'm sitting there and just tears streaming down my face, and I'm saying, Lord, I hear you. Lord, I hear you. I hear you. God's called us to fly high. He's called us to fly high. Amen. But we're going to visit this again. I'm going to stop tonight. Have this blessed you? I want to say to you, don't be discouraged. Don't be afraid. But know who God is. And we just read where God was testifying about himself, who he is. And this very same God that created all the earth, the depths of his wisdom are beyond understanding. The same all-powerful God is the God that loves me and is the God that's on my side and your side. God is for us and not against us. I'm getting ready to close, but we get this sealed in your spirit. Say this after me. God is for me. And he's not against me. Even when he corrects me, he is still for me and not against me. Hallelujah. Get that on the inside of you. It'll set you free. It'll set you free. Because one of the devil's tools that he try to use against Christians is to make them feel like they're nobodies. Or that they're not as good as someone else. But God says, I love you. I'm on your side. I'm for you. So lift up your head and flow with me, because we are going places together. Give him praise for that. Will you do that? Hallelujah.